You can jump on the Motorola open line 0388 25 6681, and Adrian Dodoro, the Essendon list manager, has done exactly that, and he joins us now. Adrian, welcome to Gillette Trade Radio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No problems at all, mate. Hey, we won't ask you about the coaching situation in specifics, but does it make it a little bit harder this time of year when you haven't got a head coaching position?
It's not ideal. Obviously, you're conducting discussions with players, and they ask the question. But look, you know, that hasn't hindered us too much. We're a pretty good club, and I think people know what we stand for, and you know, the decision's fairly imminent anyway. So we're going to know well before the end of trade period.
Bomber Thompson, where does he sit in the whole thing at the moment?
Oh, is it work? I don't ask him. It's none of my business. But look, you know, he's a highly respected person in footy, so, you know, he's been great for us.
Hey, we rocked up to Etihad Stadium on Monday morning, Adrian, expecting Stru Cremery to get done fairly quickly with the Western Bulldogs. The word is, though, and we had a chat to Jason McCartney, that you're still a fair way off. How's that all tracking along?
Well, we're still talking with the Bulldogs. We've said all along that our number one priority is to retain Stu at the club. You know, we're he's a very, very important part of our forward line structure. You know, we work really hard to put a team together that's, you know, very competitive, and he's a very important part of that that team, and we want to keep him. Obviously, there's an offer from the Bulldogs, and there's a big lure for him to go there. So, look, we'll keep talking to the Bulldogs, but they know that we rate him extremely highly, and he's a player that's required. It's not as if we want to walk him out the door. We want to keep him. You know, we won 14 games this year, and to lose a big piece of the jigsaw puzzle would be disappointing for us. So we rate him highly and we value him highly.
2 weeks ago when the deal came from the Bulldogs, the idea was that Stu had made his decision. He was going to obviously really force a trade. But has there been a change from Stu in the last couple of days that he might be leaning towards staying?
Not that I know of. I do know that, he's very, very close to a lot of Essendon people, as you can imagine. So, you know, we're a pretty tight-knit footy club and we all talk to one another. And, you know, everyone here wants to welcome him back with open arms. So if you're listening to Stu, come back. And look, you know, there's been texts flying around left, right and centre, and he's got them. He knows everyone feels about it, so, you know, we can only hope.
Have they offered pick 22?
They've put 22 on the table, but that kicks out a bit after compensation kicks. So, you know, at this point, we don't think it's a fair deal, you know, for a guy who's our three-time leading goal kicker.
Scotty Gumbleton is a player of the men's talent, obviously a lot of injuries. Is he a required player, and have clubs been inquiring about him?
Yeah, Brandon, he is a required player. I've obviously got a soft spot for him, given that he's gone through a hell of a lot with his injuries. But the last 2 years, he's been relatively injury-free. You know, he's an immense talent. He and his manager have expressed a desire to look elsewhere, purely because of opportunity, nothing else. And they're doing that, and we respect that at the present time. So the ball's pretty much in his court.
Just getting back to Cremery, would pick number 22 and Sean Higgins get the deal done, Adrian, or are you looking to really push into that first round of the draft?
Oh, look, our preference is, Sean Higgins hasn't even been spoken about firstly, so a little bit unfair to mention that. Yep. But, you know, we think that it's more than 22, because it'll become 25 and... You know, ideally, we'd like to, you know, push in a little bit deeper into the draft if we could.
Paul Chapman, obviously, wants to play a year or two. He thinks he's got a fair bit of football left in him. The hamstrings are a concern, but he feels he can pass a medical test. There's 4 or 5 clubs really into him. Are you one of them?
Well, we haven't spoken to Chappie yet, but we will. We'll do that fairly soon. Obviously, there's a close relationship with Bomber. So, you know, out of respect for both parties, you get everyone together, have a bit of a chat and see where he's at. So we'll do that, and you know, we'll work it from there.
Adrian, contested footy has been an issue for the Bombers, particularly late in the season. I think Joe Watson plays a great hand at that, but you're well down in the rankings on contested footy against your opponent. Brad Sewell was a guy that got thrown up, which was a surprise to a lot of people after winning the premiership. Is he somebody that you guys would be interested in?
Yes, surprisingly, I saw that his name was mentioned. Again, not having a coach officially on board, well, not having a coach at the moment, makes it a little bit difficult for me because spots on the list are tight. Our major priority was to retain our list and keep it together, which we've done. And So, you know, when you're adding a player at this point in time, you know, strategically, I really do need the coach on board. And look, he'll be announced soon, and players like Suli and those sort of guys will be discussed when he's appointed.
Ultimately, the coach eventually will be James Hird. What are the rules surrounding you talking to him and him making decisions on, I guess, players that you bring in and players that he's interested in?
Yeah, it's difficult because, you know, he's not at the club.
So those rules haven't really been clarified by the AFL, have they?
Yeah, well, I just personally take it that, you know, he's not at the club, for he's having a bit of a holiday. I know he's doing a fair bit of gardening at the moment and he's enjoying that. I think he's blacked out all of Toorak with his tools recently. Look, you know, we've got some really smart footy people at our club, like Bomber, and you know, Simon Goodwin's been fantastic during these last couple of weeks in supporting myself. So, you know, the decisions, you know, list management decisions have been made by some people who've got a lot of credibility. But look, getting that head coach in place is going to help in the next couple of days.
Have you spoken to Brad Sewell, Adrian, being the head of list management at Essendon?
No, I haven't.
Nah, his management?
Peter Linton, yeah, good fella, Peter.
Have you spoken to him regarding Brad Sewell?
Well, we talk about a lot of things, yep. Peter and I. He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy. You won't hear me debate that. Hey, the talk was at the end of the season, obviously, in the way that it ended, and the rumour and innuendo, which is normally wrong, there'll be a mass exodus of Essendon players. Players went out left, right and centre. But the way that you've been able to retain guys, Travis Collier, the latest in the last couple of days, has signed a contract. It's some great news considering that all your football club and the players want to stick together and work through the tough times because they can see the good times on the horizon.
It's been outstanding and we're extremely proud of our playing group and I hope all our supporters are. As I said to you, look, it's disappointing that we've lost draft selection, but what's been really heartening is the way this group has really galvanised together. They see that they won 14 games last year. There's going to be a lot of improvement in the group and we wanted to reward them. And obviously, you know, Stu's the exception to the rule and, you know, we'd like to keep him as well. But look, they all want to be here. You know, the reports throughout the year that there was going to be an exodus was laughable because, you know, we've got a pretty close relationship with the playing group and that was far from accurate.
Is Leroy Jetta a required player or is he the only one that wants out at the moment because he was in and out of the side and it's been reported that he has asked for more opportunities elsewhere?
Yeah, look, Leroy is a contracted player and last year when the team was up and running, look, he did play a fair bit of footy with the VFL team. He's a quality player when he's up and running. I think that was, you know, he had a disappointing year by his standards. He's contracted, required, but again, we respect the fact that he said, look, if I can get opportunities elsewhere, that he would look at it. But at this point in time, he'll be playing for us next year.
Now, it was rumoured that Nicky Del Sano came in and had a very brief meeting with the Bombers. Did that happen?
Look, a number of weeks ago, we had a glancing brief chat.
And? No good?
No, he's a great player. And, yep. You know, obviously every club would love to have someone of his calibre on their, you know, on their list. But it's pretty hard when you haven't got a first or second round draft pick. And it wasn't quite clear as to what was happening anyway at that point. So when there's further clarification on that issue, then we'll talk to his management, but at the moment, we're not quite sure what's happening.
Now, the 11th hour bid for Dustin Martin, the Bombers sat down with him. What transpired in that meeting?
look, it was just...
I like it how you laugh at my questions.
look, I think, you know, we have a responsibility, every club, to find out what's going on with uncontracted players. And, you know, you've got to do your due diligence. You know, I've got to report back to the club and tell them that I've spoken to everyone that's out of contract and the reasons why they're out and why they might be moving. So it got no further than that. I never got the impression he wanted to leave Richmond. But we did have a chat to his management. Never spoke to him. But that's all it was. It was just a chat. And, you know, these things get blown out of all proportion.
Adrian, obviously because of what transpired in 2013 and the AFL and the sanctions, and you're not in the first couple of rounds of the draft, which makes it extremely hard, do you feel more pressure in this period, free agency and trade period, yourself? Because you have to, you know that, one, you have to get everything right because you haven't got those kids you're going to be able to draft?
There's always pressure because in this industry, you can't stand still. Mm-hmm. The fortunate thing for us is that we're really confident that we've got a list that's moving forward. And there's a lot of growth individuals. You know, we're very lucky to have, you know, some quality tall players on our list and some emerging midfielders. We want to improve, obviously. Pressure, well, you know, I've got the full support of the club. We're all together on this. And what we've got to do is make smart decisions. You know, Sheeds used to always say that sometimes the worst decision is making the trade.
Yep.
So we just got to be smart the way we go about it and keep the group together.
Before we let you go, mate, and we appreciate you joining us here on Gillette Trade Radio, do you expect Daniel Cross to be a name that gets brought up in the next couple of weeks if you haven't already spoken to him?
Probably not for us. Obviously a very good player, but he hasn't been raised at our club.
Everyone else we've spoken to as well, Adrian, has had to take a question from Brownie, just seeing if there's any chance that he could come out of retirement and just find a little spot in the forward pocket somewhere on the hard forward flank. Is there anywhere at Essendon for Nathan Brown? He seems fairly desperate just to have one last crack at a flag.
Absolutely not. I'll tell you why. There's a number of years ago, Dean Solomon used to harass me about his mate. So we made a massive offer, and he knocked us back, so he's not welcome.
Yeah, it was probably half of what he got at Richmond, mate, so a massive offer in your books, probably not on what he ended up getting. But how do you reckon Solly and Brownie would have gone at the same club?
We would have needed a big welfare department, I imagine.
Hey, Adrian, we appreciate your time joining us on Gillette Trade Radio. Good luck for the rest of the trade and free agency period, and we'll chat again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers, mate.
Adrian DeToro, the...